Hi, this is Shauna Gray, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2026 Medicare plans and what's new this year?
No, I just called about the card.
Okay. Of course, a lot of times it's tied up with the card as far as the plans. I could take a look and see what's available in your area. Can you please confirm your zip code?
15107.
15107, say. 15107?
Yes, Bridgeville.
You're telling me it's an invalid zip code. 15107.
I don't know. I can't remember what it is.
Do you have a piece of mail that's there or anyone who could tell you?
I just moved here.
Ah, you're new to the area. No, no problem. You said 150.
Yes.
Okay. Allegheny County or Washington County?
Allegheny.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. All right, now before I do begin, Medicare requires that I do let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offers 34 products. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state's health insurance program for all your options. The phone number I see here, 412-677-2685. Is that the best number to call you back in case we're disconnected?
Yes.
All right. Also, Medicare requires that I also ask, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or maybe social worker help you?
I make my own.
Okay. And also, Medicare requires I ask as well, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you, or do you live in your own residence?
I live in a senior high-rise. I live by myself.
Okay. Okay, and also, since I will be reviewing medication costs, do you have your medications there with you in the home?
I'm sorry?
I will be also reviewing medication costs. If you are taking any prescribed medicines, do you have them there with you at your home?
I get all mine from the VA.
Oh, all your meds from the VA, gotcha.
Yes.
And do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today with, say, Medicare health insurance?
No, I don't.
Okay, I just want to look up your information another way. Can you please confirm your first name and last name and the spelling?
Paul A. Graffia, G-R-A-F-F-I-A, Jr.
G-R-A-F-F-I-A, Jr. And what was the first name? Because you were
Paul.
Breaking it. Paul, P-A-U-L?
Yes.
Okay. And date of birth, please.
2/12/46.
Okay, your birthday's coming up. All right.
Yep.
All right. Okay, and also your social?
1-813-460-31.
1-813-460-31. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and put up your information. Please have a pen and paper. That way I can share any information.
I don't have a pen handy.
Are you on a cell phone? I could actually text that information to you.
No, I'm on a house phone.
Okay. So hopefully after towards the end we can somehow get that information written down at some point. Just a moment, please. And your name is Crofia, and your address is 1001 Hastings Park Drive, apartment 229 Bridgeville, PA, or is that a null address?
No, that's the new one.
All right. There's three ways, nothing to write. Okay, and I see that you have started part A, B, and D, 2-1-2011. Is that right? Okay, you said you get all your prescriptions at the VA. Do you see all your doctors there as well?
Yes.
Okay, do you just have civilian health insurance just for other needs when you can?
Yes.
Okay. I see you're currently with AARP, Medicare Advantage, Patriot, PA, HMO, POS. Sometimes the plans do provide actual allowance. Are you getting anything at the moment? OTC, nothing? Flexcard?
No.
Okay, I'll see what we have available. Just a moment. All right, so your primary doctor, from what I see here, shows Nicolette Tisa. Is that correct? Is the civilian doctor that you see?
They appointed me one, I guess.
All right. Okay. One moment. Okay, and your Advance Japan, I'll take a look at to see what your plan provides you. Oh, I can see why. Your plan provides you $160 each month as a Part B give back, so that goes back to you. A lot of times they don't always provide the allowance along with the give back, and if you do get an allowance card like OTC or anything, it's usually not that much. But I could take a look and see what's, well, then again, $50 is $100 quarterly. All right, now, before I know everyone could use more money back in their pocket, but I also have to make sure all your needs are met while I do my search. Now, as far as doctor visits, do you go every 3 months, 6 months, or once a year?
I go whatever to the VA.
I understand, but either one you're going to the VA, is it every 3 months, 6 months?
Every
once a year?
Months. Three months.
All right. And as far as transportation, you still get yourself around, or do you need transportation?
I need transportation. I'm in a wheelchair.
I got you. And as far as also ER visits, have you been to the emergency room within the last 6 months, so maybe a year?
Yes, I went to the emergency room and had gallbladder surgery done.
Okay. All right. 1 second.
I spent 3 months in the VA.
Oh, wow. Okay. Gotcha. 1 second. And as far as any dental work, do you feel you have to get done, or do you go for regular cleanings and checkups?
I haven't been to a dentist in years. I need to go. I'm having
gotcha.
A problem with a tooth.
Gotcha, no problem. And also, as far as vision goes, do you wear glasses or you just get your eyes checked regularly?
No, I'm supposed to wear glasses.
Okay. And were you happy with them? Just a moment. Okay. Your hearing, do you feel like your hearing is well, or do you want to get your hearing checked?
My hearing, I guess, is all right. I don't know.
Okay. It seems to be fine. I'm no doctor. And now, before I can discuss the plans that are available to you, Medicare requires, I remind you, that this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll any plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. Graffia?
Yes.
Okay, let me take a look and see what's available here. All right, so your plan does do a give back of $160. It also provides $100 OTC. Yes, quarterly, so that's pretty much $33.33 every month. So,
I'm supposed to get that?
Your plan offers that. Your current plan offers that right now.
I don't get nothing.
Yeah, you're supposed to. You can always contact your customer service with your health plan, and they could tell you all about it. That's okay. With United. It's with United. Sometimes United provides more, so I could take a look and see if there's anything else additional if you want.
Please.
All right. Just bear with me one moment, sir. All right, just a moment. Mm-hmm. How long did you serve, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
4 years.
Okay, all right. And thank you for serving. All right. Make sure they take good care of you for all your needs, all right? Make sure the VA they take care of you after what you've done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. Come on, something today. Do-do-do. Mm-hmm. Are you okay today?
I'm fine. It's a little cold, though. Where am I calling to?
South Florida. Don't hate me.
Boo. I'm here with 5 feet of snow and 18 degrees.
Oh, man, that's tough. I was just visiting family for the holidays, and I know it's already cold around Christmas and a few snow, but I know you guys got dumped on real bad this time around.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I got like 5 feet of snow out in front of the senior high-rise.
Oh, God. Who's going to get through that right now? You got to shovel your way out.
Not me.
He's like, I don't got to go anywhere. He's like, I feel bad for y'all. I know my mom. I call my mom on the weekend to check on the family because they're in Jersey, and she said, "Yeah, they went to shovel her snow away from her car. She didn't go into work Monday." And I said, "You better not. Snow all the way up to her tires and everything." I know. Where are we going?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
We got dumped on, that's for sure.
Yeah. I guys haven't had that type of snow in many years. I'm looking at the plans here while I'm talking to you. It looks like your plan's given actually the best. Unless are you open to any other carrier?
I'm sorry?
Are you open to any other health insurance provider? I do have a few. few others here. Let me see.
Thank you so much for that. Now, before we begin, Medicare retired, but I just want to know who those offer are currently.
Just a moment.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you know what you're qualified for. Yes, I'm going to let you know what plans are available to you and what benefits you, you know, if we can increase your benefits. So we'll go ahead and take a look at everything. That was just a disclaimer that I required from our company to you. And just like the increases for Medicare compliance, I do need to ask you, sir, are you trying to get in?
Just a second here.
Okay, very good. And do you make all of your own health care decisions, or does a family member or maybe a social worker help you out with that? Okay, you make your own decisions? Very good, Mr. Simon. All right, so let's go ahead and see what you currently have. The first thing that we'll do is determine your Medicare
eligibility. Coverage. What else? All right, just give me a moment here. I'm just skimming through some of the other ones that's been available in your area.
That's the one. What's that?
Okay, judging from what I'm seeing here, you have a decent plan that's giving more coverage and, of course, allowance. Definitely call the customer service on your phone, on a card that you have for your current plan. So that way they could go over helping you to get your allowance each month. Because from what I'm seeing here, yeah, your coverage is better right now. Okay, it's a matter of what's available, okay, so you're aware. So don't think that you didn't qualify. It's not that. It's what's available in the area based off what the health insurance providers have put out, okay? So definitely call. The customer service number should be on your card, or your health insurance card. Give them a call and ask them about the allowance that you're supposed to get, $100 quarterly. And remember, you also get your Social Security back to you. It goes back to you from the current plan you have.
Okay.
And that goes back to you every month. And you started this plan. But then again, you also, hold on a second, because it looks like you actually signed up for a plan that starts next month. Let me just make sure, because I didn't notice that before. One second. So you're about to start on...
The 30th,
1949.
All right, got it. Okay, very good.
Just checking the information on that plan to see if it's even beneficial for you, because your current plan is pretty decent. So that plan is going to be giving you $60, and it's still United. $0 monthly premium, $60 every month. No, yeah, every month for Part B. Yeah, I would consider sticking with the current plan. If you're going to, you have to contact your health insurance provider if you want to stick with your current plan instead of going to the one that I see here that's clearly going to start the 1st of February. Because I see that you signed up for that plan. So if you want to continue on with your current plan, I would suggest calling them and let them know. Cancel that one so you can continue on with your current one.
Okay. Do you have
I have their number if you have a pen and paper.
Hold on, I'm grabbing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
there are certain plans with Medicare that are with the Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay.
Okay, so that number for United Healthcare is 877.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
877.
596.
3258. Okay.
And they're open 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. All right. So yeah. All right. So your current plan right now is the AARP Medicare Advantage Patriot. All right. HMO POS.
Okay.
No prescriptions because you get your prescriptions from the VA. Now, the plan that I see that you are being signed up for is the AARP Medicare Advantage Give Back. So that's the plan that you, I suggest, don't even bother with that. Continue it with what you have. Unless they tell you that that plan that you have right now is not moving forward for the next year, you're already in it. I would suggest staying with it because it's, I think, more beneficial to you. Okay.
All right. No problem.
All right. You have a good one. Take care of yourself. All right. Enjoy your week.
You too. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.